We're with Committee Chairman John Harmon. A few days earlier, before the regatta gets going and all the bedlam and everything, over the course of the winter was actually a survey question, John. And, yep. And the question reads, would you participate in the canoe regatta if the 70-mile event was moved to Sunday and the Sunday events were moved to Saturday with scout and youth races remaining on Saturday? Let's explain that a little bit, what the idea was from the committee standpoint.
Well, it was kind of twofold. First is there's a lot of people, obviously, from out of town that come to this race. And we were hoping to boost attendance in the race by having it on Sunday. Hopefully that gives them the day to drive home on Monday as opposed to people rushing out of there Monday night after the race and trying to get home to go to work because a lot of them don't take Tuesday off. So that was our first thing. And then the other thing is just trying to get the volunteers for the event, which shortened it by a day, would hope we're going to get more people involved in it and give us people that do it a break and have a day off. I think there's so many good things about it. It's a good thing to be talking about.
All right. Well, it was a nice survey put out there. I believe the Girton family was the ones who put it out there.
Girton and Bob Fisher and a bunch of people did it.
The results I have here are 232 people responded to the poll question. 207 said yes.
Yep.
That's a large percentage, yes, almost 90%. Okay. 25 said no. There were a lot of people that actually said, here's why I think this right. or not. Not all questions were answered directly. But the pros, as in the reasons for doing the change, I have 7 generals and only 2 against or cons.
Yep.
So we go up pros and cons. The pros were basically travel and recoup, like
yep.
you said.
Yep.
The days off of work, Monday and Tuesday. The majority of the Canadians, obviously long distance,
yes.
you could throw Wisconsin, Michigan, and other places right. there. They are way in favor of this.
Yep.
Number 4 was the holiday family parade services connection there.
Yep.
Number 5, on the economic side, they thought it was a boost to stay around Sunday, stay in the motels.
I think it is. I think it's going to push what people are staying Sunday back to Saturday. I think they'll make more of a weekend at it and probably stay Sunday night as opposed to getting away Monday.
Right. The restaurants, the yep. convenience stores, gas stations, everything. Number 6, like you said, more volunteers or less stress on the volunteers.
Exactly.
And then number 7, actually, a couple of people put it's tradition to have it on Monday. So maybe I should have put that on the
other
side.
Yeah, it's either way. I mean, that was probably the biggest negative that we've heard was, you know, you can't move it to Sunday from Monday.
Yeah.
But times do change, and I think it's a definite plus to the Clinton that, you know, we do consider this.
And here are the what I would consider the cons, and again, tradition could probably go either way, but yep. far and away, the scout races, many of them are coached by people who race the next day. That would be a heck of a juggle on the schedule.
And that's something we struggled with, and we're trying to fit. We still didn't really come to a conclusion on that, because the scouts are a big part of this event. It's the future of the event, because it's all youth. So we didn't want to alienate anybody in that thing. And then the other is a lot of the pit crews race Sunday for Monday.
Right.
The pit for the people on Monday. So the schedule, we didn't quite get totally worked out. I'm sure we'll come up with a solution that makes most people happy. I don't know if we'll ever make everybody happy, but we do need to consider both sides of that coin.
One of the harshest comments, and it really wasn't total negative. It just said it devalues the youth races. I also saw comments about streamlining the races. This four-person thing that's so big in the Adirondacks and in Canada has obviously morphed its way into the Clinton this year.
Yep.
And you guys are kind of it's a quasi-trial run here.
It is.
The kayaks also yep. are being mentioned.
Yep.
So between those two, would people say, well, gee, if you're going to have a bigger kayak division or a pro kayak, mm-hmm. hey, I'm going there.
Yep.
Is that something that's viable?
Well, the pro kayaks have been on Monday, and that would still move to Sunday with the 70, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the sprint races that happen, and that's what we find a lot of the local paddlers that are in the kayaks, because there's a lot of kayaks on the river
right.
during the week.
Oh, yeah.
And we do get quite a few of those in that 12-mile sprint race on Sunday. We do know that we can run other races on Sunday as well as the 70, so we've weighed that option as well, because
right.
we were trying to move some of the scout people to a separate race on Sunday, possibly, and then maybe just having 2 days of sprints. We really didn't get everything quite in line yet. It's workable.
The Girl Scouts come in from mostly out of state, so
correct.
You kind of have to keep them Saturday, or else Friday night
right.
could have been an option.
No, we got to keep them Saturday, because they come in Friday night, they camp, and they
right.
do all their festivities they
True.
Do. So they make this thing a big event. Moving the relays from Sunday to Saturday, we really didn't see that as a real big issue, just kind of logistically timing on when to start so that
mm-hmm.
they don't run in too much with the scouts and get too mixed up.
Yeah.
But we figured we could handle that. Our biggest problem was figuring out how to put, you know, do the sprint race. So because there's so many that the scout leaders that do paddle in that, mm-hmm. and then there's also the pit crews and other people that do the relay race or the sprint race. So right. that little bit of overlap, we've got to kind of work out whether we want to try to do 2 days of it or one day of it, and go from there.
From the ground standpoint, would fireworks still go on Sunday night?
I would think we'd keep that the same. The Saturday and Sunday would be the same. Well, I think we'd have a big, huge culmination celebration
nice
Sunday night. I think it would be great.
And those pro paddlers and the people from out of town could stick
they
around?
They would stick around and maybe enjoy themselves a little more than just taking off and going. You know, so I think there's a huge plus on that side. I think it makes the festival part of it grander.
Well, if you take somebody independent and gave them all of this data, I would think the pros far outweigh the cons,
yes.
but the cons are certainly
yep.
a concern.
And one of the biggest reasons it didn't happen this year, which we were trying to make it happen, was the start of the race. Our problem was is there's a triathlon in Cooperstown now on Sunday. So they already have the park reserved, mm-hmm. and they're using it, and it was going to be too much going on with the two events starting one. So we've been looking at alternative sites to start the race up in Cooperstown, and
okay.
we hope we have something secured. I can't announce it at this point.
Okay.
But we're working on that, and if everything comes through the way it does, it's going to make the start of the race excellent.
Well, if you do have a viable solution, we're anxious to hear it.
I thought about trying to start at Glimmergast to make it go across the lake to start with, but
okay.
the pros would be fine, but all the amateur races, it would be a nightmare trying to get them across the lake and try
okay.
to – you'd add an extra hour or more to the yeah. amateur races, so that wasn't an option. So we've got some alternative sites we're looking at. Hopefully we'll have something to announce here in the coming months once we get everything buttoned up. So there's a good chance if everything comes together, we might be able to do this next year.
And some say in a cliché way, change can be good.
Yep. Like I say, there's so many good things about it. I'd be excited about the Sunday night. You know, hopefully you'd be able to keep the awards people around to make a nice award ceremony other than grabbing their check and going home. Working out the logistics of the races has been the biggest challenge to try to keep right. as many people happy as possible.
All right, we'll see what transpires over the years, but for now it's as is, and there have been some tweaks made, some changes coming this year. Obviously, you'll hear yep. about it during the regatta coverage. So thank you, John Harmon. Your job as volunteer chairman is both thankless and rewarding at the same time.
It is, and I appreciate all you guys do for us. CDO does a great job promoting this event, and we couldn't do it without him. So.
All right, John Harmon, that's chairman of the General Clinton Canoe Regatta. More of the 51st Annual General Clinton Canoe Regatta coverage coming up on WCDO.